This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Are you ready to supercharge your auto repair business? This is Coach Chris Cotton from AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching. The Weekly Blitz is where industry expertise and business innovation collide, revving your engines for the week ahead. Every episode has game-changing insights, up-to-the-minute industry updates, and practical tips to shift your business into high gear. We're talking about stuff you didn't even know you didn't know, people. Big shout out to our awesome sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros. Top-tier marketing for not just any audience, but the right audience. Shop Marketing Pros connects your European auto repair shop with car enthusiasts who value expertise, the auto repair experience, and a great relationship. Go pro with Shop Marketing Pros, your ticket to top-tier results. Find out how they can fuel your success at shopmarketingpros.com/Chris. I feel like we're beating a dead horse, but this is one of the things that keeps coming up. It keeps recurring. I guess at this point, I'm just going to beat everybody into submission on this. If you're a smaller shop and you're just starting out, on top of paying your taxes, your sales taxes, one of the most important things you can do is, first of all, having an income statement, but secondly, having a proper income statement. I don't care if you use like state-of-the-art shop management system. I don't care if you use QuickBooks only. I don't care if you're making hand tickets. One of the must-haves in your business is having an income statement or a PRL or a profit and loss, whatever they call it, whatever you call it, whatever you want to call it. It is critically important to your business to have one. I keep having shop owners reach out to me and want to know what's wrong with the business. First thing I ask for on top of, you know, let's talk about it, is an income statement and a balance sheet. I'm going to say probably less than half the people that contact me don't have one, or they're 3 months from seeing theirs, or they haven't done one in 2 or 3 years because they're afraid to pay taxes, which is just all ridiculous. So once more, I'm going to go through and talk about the income statement, why it's essential, and also talk about the chart of accounts a little bit. Also, I'm going to read through one that I just got this week that I broke out a little bit. I'm going to share with you my notes, kind of what I looked for, what I found, and everything like that. So first of all, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about it, tell why it's important, beat you up on it a little bit, and then I'm going to kind of walk you through what I look for and what I expect out of an income statement. Okay. So first of all, understanding the income statement. The income statement's often referred to as the profit and loss statement, a P or L statement, because it only shows a profit or loss on the bottom. You know, this is the dashboard that shows you how fast your business is running and in what condition. It also shows you the true health of the business. Your shop management system is going to show you day-to-day kind of. Hopefully, it's fairly close. I would say within 10% of most of the items. But really, once all the bills come in for the month and everything like that, that's when you look at the income statement to really see how did we really do. This thing should provide a detailed breakdown of your revenue, your cost of goods sold, and expenses over a specific period. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in a minute when I break this down. This document is the heartbeat of your financial management strategy, and this is going to offer insights into the operational efficiency of your auto repair shop. I could have somebody that I've never spoke to on the phone, and if I have their business summary and their income statement, I can probably give you 10 things to do to fix your business just based off of that without ever having talked to you. So why is the income statement essential? Number one, profitability analysis. The primary purpose of the income statement is to reveal your shop's profitability. And how we do that is by subtracting your total expenses from your total revenue. And if we do that, we can determine if our business is making money or operating at a loss. It shocks me how many shop owners don't know if they're making money or operating at a loss. One of the follow-up questions would be like, if you don't have the income statement, how's your checkbook feel? Some people could tell you that, but some shop owners couldn't even tell you how their checkbook feels. Number two, trend identification. If you regularly review your income statements, it allows you to identify trends in your business's financial performance. It also is going to let you know like seasonal fluctuations. If you look at it quarterly, seasonal fluctuations in income or expenses, they become apparent and they're going to enable you to plan better for lean periods and capitalize on times of abundance. Again, you can't be so far out that you can't recognize and fix the trends. I want you to be no more than 15 days out from seeing an updated income statement. And really, my wish would be up to the minute. But if you can't do an up to minute income statement, then maximum 2 weeks. Number three, expense management. By detailing all your expenses, the income statement makes it easier to identify those areas where you can reduce costs. Whether it's finding cheaper suppliers for parts or cutting unnecessary utility expenses, these insights can significantly improve your bottom line. The other thing I'm going to say is sometimes people combine a lot of their personal stuff on the income statement, and I'm fine with some overlap, but to truly, truly have a handle on that and separate it out, you need to make sure you're paying yourself a wage and using your household budget for your household things. So next, I want to talk a little bit about the chart of accounts. The chart of accounts, or the COA, is the backbone of our financial reporting system. This is the actual list or buckets where all of these dollars and monies and everything like that goes into the account in our general ledger. And this is categorized in a way to make financial reporting more straightforward and more meaningful. Again, I'm going to show it here in a minute or talk about it, but I want you to have enough buckets to get the job done, but not too many buckets. I don't want to see an income statement that's 10 pages long. I don't even want to see one that's more than 2 pages long. A really good, clean income statement to me is 2 pages or less. Number one on why your chart of accounts is crucial, a well-organized COA brings clarity to your financial data. It ensures that every transaction is accounted for in the right category, making it easier to track and manage your finances. Number two, improved decision-making. With a clear COA, you can quickly generate accurate financial reports. This clarity supports better decision-making. It enables you to invest in areas of your business that offer the highest return or to cut back on aspects that are not performing well. It's really important if we're working you into the auto shop profits and cash flow system so that we can see when we break down the categories, is this OPEX? Is this payroll? Does it need to be debt? Where do these things go? Number three, regulatory compliance and tax preparation. An organized chart of accounts simplifies the process of compiling financial statements for regulatory compliance and tax filing. It helps ensure that you're reporting your financials accurately, potentially saving you from legal issues and financial penalties. And if it's done correctly, it also makes sure that it also enables you to maximize the amount of your either paying less taxes, getting a refund, et cetera. You need to have enough information to be able to target all that, but not enough so that it becomes something that you don't look at because it has so many things on it. My rule of thumb is if you go a whole year and you have less than $750 in that category, then that category needs to go away. Now, when we talk about integrating income statements and chart of accounts for optimal financial management, when your income statement and COA are in sync, managing your auto repair shop's finances becomes much more straightforward. COA provides a structure for categorizing the transactions, which feeds directly into the creation of accurate and insightful income statements. And this synergy allows you to monitor the financial health of your business with precision, make informed decisions based on comprehensive financial data, and identify and act on opportunities to reduce costs and increase profitability. In essence, the income statement and chart of accounts are your financial compass and map. They guide your business through the complex terrain of the marketplace, and that helps you navigate challenges and steers you towards success. You know, as an auto repair shop owner, you know, investing time and resources into understanding and utilizing those tools can set your shop apart, ensuring long-term growth and profitability. I'm going to stop there, pause there for a minute, and we're going to go through this income statement. So this is an income statement that I got earlier this week or just at the end of last week. I print it out and I go through it and I'm like, what does this tell me? What can I learn? So one of the first things I do when I sit down and look at it, I have a ruler, a pen, and a calculator. Anything that I have a question for, because what I do is I scan these back in and they're numbered. I scan these back into the shop owner and say, okay, here's number one. Tell me more about it. Here's number two. What are we doing? Why is this way? I'm going to start through and read through my notes. Number one, it's a very good, a little over than, you know, it printed out 2 pages, but it's like a page and a quarter income statement. For this shop, I think this is perfect. I wouldn't ask them to add any more detail to it. There's a couple things I'm going to recommend moving around, but really, I don't think there's anything that we should take out of here. Number one, in the income at the top of the sheet, and I want you to close your eyes and kind of visualize yourself as I move down through here. Number one at the top, they've got sales tax as a negative line item under the income. So for me, not for me, I think if you ask most people, it should be a balance sheet only because it's money in, money out. We don't collect it. We don't keep it. It's a pass through from us to city, state, and local government. So it should be on the balance sheet. It shouldn't even be confusing us on here at all. The other thing that we see a lot is it just has income. So it has all the income lumped together, all of the labor, all the parts, everything else. That's one of the questions I have for this one, or a comment for number two is we have to have five categories. You have to have labor, parts, sublet, tires, and in most states in the United States, shop supplies. And then we're going to carry that down into cost of goods sold below it to have the offsetting. That way we can figure our percentages and our margins. Because on this one, I just have the sales. There's a couple other lines that I would recommend they move out. Like they have like a Synchrony credit card line that only shows like $1,300 in there. They have a fleet income sales line that's on there. That stuff's unnecessary. It doesn't need to be in there. On a side note, I'll also say when I looked at their income statement, saw their total sales, and then looked at their business summary, looked at the total sales, there was like a $100,000 discrepancy between the two. These things should match to the penny on the income side of it as far as the shop management system goes. Number three, I'm trying to figure out how they did on their parts margins, but because it's all lumped together, I can't see exactly what they sold in parts. I have to go to the business summary for that. Based on what their cost of goods sold was, though, they should have done $401,000 in part sales at a 50% margin. And I'm going to talk about this. I think I've got notes on the back of one of these pages that talks about what their actual parts margin is that I found later. It's kind of shocking. That's the total cost of goods sold. Number four is the expectation. I look at their advertising and promotion line on here and see what they paid out in advertising and promotion. Based on our goal of getting the shop to $1 million, my expectation is that they would need to spend $30,000 to $50,000 a year in advertising and promotion to build up to that. They've spent about $14,000. So they're really not promoting. One thing I will tell you about this business that you don't know is that they have a ton of car count, and car count's not an issue. We just need to do a better job on the cars that we have. Number five, their computer and internet expenses. It just seems high. When I looked at it as a percentage, it just seems high. So on my question to the owner, I'm like, tell me more about this. What are we lumping in here? They have a customer claims or warranty work down here. To me, that should go into COGS or cost of goods sold. The middle part of it's pretty good. One thing I did notice is under payroll expenses, they have child support on a separate line. And I'm going to skip down to number eight. They have FICA Fudasuda just randomly somewhere else down in the income statement. And that should be under payroll expenses. I would not expect child support to be on its own line in the income statement. But I called and asked a couple other people. Shout out to Hunt Demarest. If you don't listen to his podcast on the Aftermarket Radio Network, you should. And asked him about that because I've never seen it. I would maybe just remove the child support and put it in the other. Here's the other thing with this is they have the owner, the service advisors, and the technicians all under payroll expenses other here. So my thinking and the way I want to see it is I want to see anything associated to a technician up under cost of goods sold. I want the service advisors on their own payroll expense line and then the owner on their own payroll expense line. When I'm looking at their revenue and I look at what their total payroll expenses were, to me, it looks like versus what they're getting in sales, their payroll was over about $50,000 too high for the year. And really, that's eight things on that first page. That's not a lot. That's pretty good versus most of the stuff that I see. The very next page, it just talks about other income, interest income. So we've got $10.17 on interest income. Doesn't need to be in there. It should be lumped in somewhere. It just creates an extra line for us to have to look through. The Ask My Accountant, other expense, I'm fine with it. But to me, that for them has about $10,000 worth of Ask My Accountant in it. And I would like to see that broken out a little bit more and to see exactly what that is. If it's owner pay or something like that, then let's put it in there. Because if we want to sell this business in 2-3 years, we need that a little bit better defined. When I look at their income statement and look at their net income is a negative dollar amount. So this is number 9 on the list. And our target when we're working with a shop is 25% of the income. And so he's at a negative number. So if I look at his income, between owner pay and profits for the shop, we should have about $170,000 owner benefit to that. And there's just zero. Unfortunately, the shop owner is not taking a check themselves and the net income is negative. A lot of things going on with the shop. A lot of easy fixes though. which is great. I want to talk about parts a little bit more and why it's important to break these out. We had the total income, which was just everything together. But when I was able to go into the business summary, I was able to look at what their labor sales were and what their parts sales were. And what I found out by breaking that out was their parts margin is 19%, which is not very good, especially if you want to have a warranty, if you really want to show value for the customer. 19% parts margin is not very good. I will also tell you, though, when I looked at their business summary, it showed their parts margin was about 42%. And the discrepancy between what your shop management system shows and what your income statement shows can be that big or more. Now, remember, they're missing $100,000 in sales from the income statement to the shop management system. So I don't know what's up with that yet. But in order to drill down on your true parts margin, on your true labor margin, you have to look and make sure that your income statement or PRL or P&L is really close to what you're seeing on the shop management system, especially if you're paying your service advisors any type of a bonus or paying them at all based on the shop management system. You have to make sure this really, really sits together. Hopefully walking you through one of those helps out a little bit. It's just one of those things that's neglected in our industry for whatever reason. We really have to do better. And it's not do better for me, do better for anybody. This is doing better for you as a shop owner. Remember, managing a successful auto repair shop isn't just about fixing cars. It's about maintaining a healthy financial engine. And by mastering your income statement and chart of accounts, you're going to position your business for efficiency, insight, and ultimately success. A big shout out to our listeners. Your dedication to growth fuels our passion. And let's not forget our fantastic sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros, who makes this show accessible to you. Where quality meets visibility, Shop Marketing Pros ensures your European auto repair shop stands out in a crowded market. Make sure to check out one of the other great podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Baby Shop Marketing Pros, Brian and Kim Walker, give them a listen. Thanks for tuning into the Weekly Blitz. Remember, it's time to rise, grind, and keep your mindset positive. Until next time, this is Chris Cotton signing off. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton on the AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Follow Chris on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Chris is all for advancing the aftermarket.